The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A teacher was caught in a hotel with a teenager. We'll tell you more about what happened there in moments. Did she do something wrong? Is it a crime what she did? Well, she is being charged with rape. We'll tell you more about it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we are going to continue a discussion from the last hour just to bring you up to speed. We've got Nathan on the line. He's in Texas. The libertarian movement, for lack of a better term, has recently been all a tizzy over Stefan Molyneux. Now, this is a guy who is a very popular podcast host. He also has been known to appear on other shows like the Joe Rogan Experience, I believe is the name of that. He's filled in for Peter Schiff before. We've had him on the air on Free Talk Live as a guest co-host in the past from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's come on just as a guest, a regular guest, for being interviewed about a variety of things. You know, I'm friends with him on Facebook. I know him in person. Mark, I guess his wife and your wife are good friends. I mean, so
friends, yeah.
You know, we're close to Stefan Molyneux, which is why this is hard to see happening. All of these allegations of him and his business manager allegedly using the government copyright laws to take down a critical channel, actually two critical channels on YouTube. And that's not all. There was a sort of laundry list of things that have been going on. One of the concerns I've had for over the last year, the names of some of the videos he's been putting out there on YouTube. The truth about, and then fill in the blank with some famous figure or some sort of thing, some sort of event that happened. And that rubs me the wrong way. Someone claiming to have the truth about everything. That doesn't even seem plausible.
It's just clickbait. It's a way to get people. Yeah, people want to know the truth. And so it's
maybe that's the truth, maybe it's not.
He's offering
one man's opinion.
He's offering what he thinks is the truth.
Well, if I'm going to put my opinion out there and call it the truth, that doesn't seem really honest.
But they're fact-based. It's not like
not from what I've heard. Michael Dean says he's watched some of them in their opinion.
Well, they have he does reasonably well about sort of footnoting and referencing the things that he talks about. But I've been left with watching some of these the truth ofs and been like, are you kidding me? This just doesn't seem factual to me. Looking some of it up and feeling like, well, you know, like for instance, it was like the truth about slavery and the claim. Like I watched the video and it sort of felt like what was being said was there were more Irish people enslaved in the New World than there were black people, and you know. That just doesn't sound right to me, and I need a lot. That's just stunning to me to hear something like that.
The other long-running concern with Stefan and the reason why people accuse him of being a cult leader is this whole defooing thing.
This is a term, family of origin.
Right. This is this like sort of term. Cults tend to have.
So does the libertarian movement. I think I wish you'd stop using this cult term because it is tossing it out irresponsibly.
Why is it irresponsible? This is a critique that has been leveled at Stefan Molyneux. It has been leveled for a long time, and there are reasons why it has been leveled. One of the most common things that you see in cults is the idea of the cult members being encouraged to remove all connection with family and friends and envelop themselves entirely in the cult.
Okay,
now,
right,
I'm not saying he's a cult leader.
He doesn't do that.
Yeah, nor does he advocate for that. He advocates for therapy.
And he will say that you should do away with your family of origin if it's damaging or things like that. And I think that sometimes his message will feel like you just need to look. If your family doesn't agree with you politically, you know, on the ideas of liberty, that you need to let him go.
So you're saying that's not what he says?
I think that it is not.
I mean, when Nathan on the line here, he's the guy who actually listens regularly to Stefan Molyneux. Is that what he says about, you know, leaving your family of origin, or what are the parameters normally when that advice is given?
Oh, well, it's funny you bring that up. He in the Joe Rogan interview I referenced, Joe Rogan actually plays a clip of him where he appears to be saying that if your family is a bunch of statists, then you should leave them. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of argued about, well, that's not really what I was saying. And I mean,
what was he saying? He's not. He was making a factual statement saying that if you have principles that clash with someone else's, eventually you're either going to have to stick to your principles or abandon them. And that's what he's saying.
The clip made it seem like what Mark was saying, though, that, you know, if you have status, you should cut him out of your life. And so to answer the question about the defooing, he does recommend therapy. He does say that, you know, if you're gonna separate from your family or your wife or your child or whatever, you should, you know, seek therapy, you know, have professional help when you're doing this, and to think over it carefully before you do it. But yes, he does definitely recommend this procedure, that if your family, you know, has abused you in the past, for example, and they refuse to apologize or they refuse to recognize that there's anything wrong, then you can, if that's what you want to do, you can.
So just to be clear on what you're saying, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you, Nathan. So you're saying that if you've been physically abused, he recommends disconnecting, but not if your family believes in the state?
I don't think so, but no, again,
he doesn't make that distinction.
I haven't seen that exact video that Joe Rogan played, so I don't know if he did qualify it before the way he
I'm
said.
Only asking. I'm not asking you about the one Joe Rogan video. I mean, you said you were a fan of Stefan Molyneux, so I'm presuming you've heard him address this issue over time.
I've heard it.
Right, but
I don't know why.
It doesn't come up that much.
Okay, right. I've heard him talk about this stuff, and I've heard him make statements that sound for all the world like, you know, if your parents don't believe like you, then you should get rid of them. But at the same time, when pressed on this issue, you know, he'll clarify. That what he means when somebody's status, you know, the like ultra status, the sir, yes, sir, father, I'll do the dishes now, sir. Like this kind of sort of ongoing abuse. And, you know, for Stefan, he's very clear that, you know, that it's not just one's political beliefs that we're talking about. I don't even actually, moral beliefs, you know, just beliefs. These things reflect on your daily life. If you believe that it is acceptable to bomb people around the world in order to get what you want, you're going to be an a-hole in your, you know, in your life. And this is going to show itself in some way. And if your dad or your mom is a flaming a-hole, then perhaps you shouldn't subject yourself to flaming a-holes. And now that is reasonable. However, when he gets and he does his stuff and he gets into his shorthand, he'll just say, defooing your family of origin, like get rid of them, you know, that kind of thing. And he'll
so,
shorthand in a way.
Because what
that
I've understood, and again, I'm not a listener regularly of Stefan. I'll hear him every now and then, you know, just by chance or see something online or whatever. But the narrative I've heard from some of the critics, and what you're saying to me is this isn't true, what I'm hearing from all three of you. But the narrative I've heard is that he has this thing called the against me argument, where he encourages people, and it's a smart argument. I like it. Mm-hmm. He'll encourage people to ask somebody, hey, you know, when you support the government in its war on drugs, you're actually against, you know, that's going to work against me because I smoke pot, and that means that I would end up going into a jail cell if you, you know, this war on drugs were to catch up to me. Does that mean that you support? Are you against me, basically? You know, by your support of the war on drugs, I'm doing a poor job of this, but by your support of the war on drugs, you therefore support putting me in a jail cell. Is that right? You know, basically cornering somebody into saying, why, yes, I do. And then he would suggest, the critics are saying, that he would suggest that anybody that does support the government in acting against you is someone you should cut out of your life.
And I think you should consider doing that. If somebody says that you should go to jail for the way you act, that person perhaps is not the best person to be around.
So you're saying I should cut my mother out of my life.
Does she think you should go to jail?
Absolutely. I had a conversation with her about the war on drugs. I didn't ask her against me because I didn't tell my mom.
That's a very important distinction that is made. Specifically, it's about against.
She supports putting everybody else in jail.
Me.
So why wouldn't she support that?
Against anyone, everyone else, not against you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a distinction, and it's an important one.
If a husband was beating his wife, no one would be saying, well, you know, of course she shouldn't leave. They're family. They're married now. You know, they say this is a voluntary relationship. She opted into it. She can opt out of it. And as adults, even as adult children, mm-hmm. we can talk to our parents and say, hey, this is a voluntary relationship. See ya.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Molly does bring that point up a lot.
We'll come back with more here. I'm not saying there aren't reasons why you shouldn't cut off your family from contact, but you know, some people are suggesting that maybe you should let it go for more than one conversation. We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with service in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This
is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls. You can dial in about anything that you want. Teacher has been found in a hotel room with a teenager and charged with rape. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. Your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. And know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show that 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. And school is starting up again right here in Keene. It was the first day classes back in college here. So if you are back in school, check out modup.net. Businessmen as well are looking into modup.net. They're talking about modafinil, making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. At modup.net, they've got the highest quality premium modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net shifts worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You get a deep discount when you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off. And don't forget to use code FTL and get 10 free tablets with your order. So go to modup.net, M-O-D-U-P.net. It's world-class service at a great price for modafinil. Modup.net, code FTL. As we continue with Nathan in Texas, he brought up this controversy surrounding Stephon Molyneux, and there are several different aspects to it. We've only covered a couple of them so far. Some are saying that his message is that people should cut off their family after one conversation, but Derek, Jay, and Mark, you're saying that's not the case, that he's saying that the only time you should cut off your family, or defoo, which is sort of the jargon that that is used in the Molyneux podcast, is only after multiple iterations of conversation, after you've not made any progress or something like that. And apparently there's some horror stories out there of people who have cut off all of their friends and their family because, I guess, you know, most people in our lives don't agree. I mean, unless you're in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where you literally can be surrounded by like-minded, liberty-minded people as much as you would like to be. You know, in most of our regular lives outside of New Hampshire, we weren't surrounded by liberty-minded people. And so, you know, the idea that cutting all of your friends and family off if they don't agree with you politically could be a really dangerous idea. But that's not – you're saying that's not what he's saying, guys. Is that
no,
right?
He advocates for people having conversations with their friends and family, multiple long conversations, in-depth, and therapy. If you're even considering defooing, he says don't do it without consulting a therapist.
Let's go back to Nathan. He's in Texas. Nathan, there was also some allegations about a lie that was told, and we haven't really gotten into this on the air, but you had called up, Nathan. You had said that Stephon Molyneux, who's this kind of this internet philosopher who's made it big, he's got millions of views on his videos and things like that, you know, there's been some critique around him recently, and that he went on the Joe Rogan show, and he answered some of these critiques. And Dirk J., you said you had that he told a lie, that you actually checked into this, and you can verify that that was not true.
Yeah, what I don't know if Nathan looked into this, but one of the first.
I haven't seen the reprint or the copy of the True Sheaves channel. I was going to check that out after the show.
Yeah, you'll have to look at that because that's the channel that gets shut down because of Stephon Molyneux. And in the interview with Joe Rogan, most recently on the 23rd, just I think 2 days, or on the 21st, he explains that his wife had never been convicted. His wife, who is a therapist, had never been convicted of that which was alleged, that she had suggested defooing without a therapist.
Leaving
a family, right. So...
so whether she did or not, but I remember her getting some kind of, chastening from the organization she was licensed by or people that she worked with or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
In the video, Molyneux said she wasn't, she didn't have her license suspended, I believe. Is that not correct?
He says that she was never like that she was never convicted, that she was found innocent of all the charges that were alleged against her, and that's not true. The 2012 document that True Shibes put online, and anyone can look at for themselves, shows that the allegations against her, that they found it was not within the medical practices recommended teaching to defu. And that she had been reprimanded, that she had been convicted of these alleged charges. And he said that she hadn't. That sounds like a lie.
And I do feel like they went after him, like they went after him, and that they were really, and her, they like went after him.
They being the board of whatever.
The board. The licensing board. That was what the impression I got all along. But, you know, you never know with these. Whenever you get a license, you're just opening yourself up to the government doing whatever they want.
Well, and this really hurt me because I'm a fan of Stefan Molyneux. I've been following him probably since 2009, and he was integral to my conversion into becoming, like, realizing I was an anarchist and a philosophy. So to hear something that I perceived as a lie was a real hard hit. To be like, wait a minute, did he just say something that's not true and I can go verify it for myself? Yikes.
For me, the final straw was, I mean, having heard all this stuff about the these people leaving their families and him claiming to have the truth about things, that wasn't enough to make me want to remove him from LRN.fm. But when I heard the story, or when I saw the clip about some of his comments about women, were very dismissive and seemed unfair. Basically, the video I saw was him blaming women for men being a-holes, essentially, that it was all women's fault because...
Take better men?
Well, yeah, because right. He says that women are the disposers, that men propose and women dispose, that men are the ones who ask for dates, and women are the ones who have all these choices that they get to choose from, and they're choosing the a-holes.
Right, so therefore it's all women's fault that a-holes continue because they keep seeing them and dating them and having sex with them and things like that. And it just seemed really offensive to me.
Why not have a little bit of self-knowledge and realize that there's some biological part of you that is going to seek an alpha male if you're a woman,
mm-hmm.
and that's not always the best, healthiest choice. That sometimes you have to override your internal biology and say, hey, my brain knows what's best.
You know, some of the stuff that I've seen, and I've seen very little on this because I don't watch Stefan's stuff like I did. Mm-hmm. There was a time when I watched and listened more, but when the generalizations are laid out, that's when you're going to have problems.
That's what mm-hmm. made me uncomfortable.
And
about that.
I, you know, I don't know.
And then I heard about these copyright takedowns. So I had actually pulled him off the air on LRN.
I had nothing to do with that decision.
But how
you
long?
You don't program LRN.
How long can you talk in specifics? You know, it helps after 3,000 podcasts to have some generalities or
agreed.
some shortcuts of explaining something. So yeah, like you say, Mark, you're going to have complications when you start generalizing. But he's got to at some point.
Yeah.
So, and then I heard about these copyright takedowns, which were really disturbing to
yeah.
me. And those haven't been resolved in any way, shape, or form that I can tell. So, Nathan, I mean, how do you feel about all this?
Well, I'm glad you brought up the copyright thing again, because I wanted to say that I don't approve of that. And Davi actually came up with a great idea that doesn't involve any force.
Was this last night on the Freedom Fiends?
Indeed.
Yeah, maybe we can hear that suggestion. I'm sure Derek can give us a recap. Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. How can Stefan Molyneux, who's stepped in it big time with this copyright takedown, how can he make right? Because that channel's down. I don't think he can just send a letter to YouTube and have them flip it back on again. I mean, these guys don't have great customer service. We're coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications. Applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin, mymagicmud.com.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, DanPilla.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Internet philosopher Stefan Molyneux has been under fire recently by people within the Liberty Movement and outside of the Liberty Movement for some controversial things that he allegedly says on his podcast and video series. And if you'd like to comment, would love to hear from you. Maybe you're someone who has disconnected from your family of origin, and it went well for you. Things are just going swimmingly great. Or maybe your life took a real bad turn after that. Apparently some people have taken Stefan Molyneux's suggestion and have disconnected themselves from their family and friends because of political differences, or at least they interpreted his suggestion that way, even if it wasn't actually his suggestion. And how did that work out for you? So whichever side of the Stefan Molyneux conflict you're on, would love to hear from you if you feel like it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And then coming up, we'll get to the teacher who allegedly had sex with a teenager. And Derek J. will give us Dobby Barker's suggestion, the Muslim agorist, his suggestion for how Stefan Molyneux can try to make some of this stuff right.
I am headed out to the first annual marijuana investment conference in Houston on September the 8th, and I'll be there mingling and finding out what the trends are going to be in this nascent and burgeoning field of marijuana. The market's new, and it's wide open. Lots of people, the right people in the right places are going to make a lot of money. And this isn't some kind of convention where you're looking at, glass pipes or something like that. This is what they're intending to do, marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. They're focused exclusively on bringing investors and legalized marijuana businesses together to create opportunities and grow the sector. What they're going to do is they're going to offer entrepreneurs the opportunity to pitch their businesses and ideas to bona fide investors, whether formally or in a casual networking setting. So please join me at the Westin Houston Memorial City on September the 8th, bright and early. Register early to I think that the early bird registration might be over at this point. But you can go to marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Use coupon code FTL when you register. That helps me out. As a matter of fact, if I get enough registrations, it pays for the whole thing for me. So I'll have some free FTL stuff to give away. Let me know when you register. That way I can know who's used the FTL code. MarijuanaInvestmentConferences.com, code FTL.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls. They're welcome at 855-450-FREE. But first, Derek J., you were co-hosting the Freedom Fiends last night, freedomfiends.com. And let's see, you're on with Davi Barker. You guys hit this issue with Stefan Molyneux, the internet philosopher, who's under fire right now from various different sources, hit this pretty hard last night. One of the biggest controversial and most obviously wrong things, I think, that that has happened here is that his business manager, and as was pointed out, they worked very closely with one another, so it wasn't like his business manager did this without Stefan's approval or knowledge, but his business manager apparently had YouTube pulled down some channels that were critical of Stefan Molyneux, under the excuse that they were doing it to try to protect their listeners who are allegedly being doxxed and harassed by those channels. There has been a challenge presented by one of the channel owners to say, prove it. Prove the claim that there was any harassment going on. Here's all the videos. They've been re-uploaded to another channel. Show me where this has happened. As I pointed out, even if it did happen, it's not my job as a talk show host to protect my listeners. That's another story. It's clear that a lot of people are upset about this because Stefan Molyneux is supposedly anti-intellectual property. Ostensibly, he's told people, hey, use my videos, make stuff out of them, mm-hmm. right? And now somebody did that, and he didn't like what the content was, so now that channel was used, the copyright notice was used as an excuse to take that down. So they allegedly used intellectual property protections offered by the government in order to inflict harm upon a critic. And so what was the proposal to try to make good for that situation? Because that channel's still down. The True Shibes channel on YouTube, it's down. Hmm. And so, with the company the size of YouTube, you can't just send those guys an email and say, hey, I made a mistake on this whole DMCA takedown notice. Can you just go ahead and rescind that? I don't imagine that's something that's too easy to do.
I don't know. They do send you emails when you submit a takedown notice and when you're on the receiving end. So you do get some sort of email communication with YouTube when that happens.
It's isn't it?
Yeah, but I've been on the receiving end of these. And I've also been able to email back to YouTube and say, like, hey, look into this. There was mm-hmm. no bullying going on in these videos. But Davi's recommendation, I think, is a good one. He said to make whole True Shibes, the YouTube channel that was originally the critic here and had their YouTube channel taken down, to make him or her whole, the correct solution, or one, would be for Stefan to go onto the YouTube channel, that one only, and do a live call-in, criticize me, ask questions of me sort of mm-hmm. presentation. That way, it brings the viewers that True Shibes lost back to that channel. Stefan is bringing all of this attention and subscriber base to the new channel. And instead of being in the position of power, the throne that has the mute button or ends the call, instead, he would be in the hot seat, and he would be taking questions, would not have the ability to mute callers, and would have to answer those questions and be held to account.
So is that doable? Like, I've never done – you do the live YouTubes
that
on,
can be done.
On Peace News Now at DerekJ.me.
Yes.
So whoever owns this new channel wouldn't have to give Stefan their login information to have him run a show on their own channel?
No, it's my understanding you can give other Google Plus accounts access, though. Mm-hmm. Like, we have an activist channel here in Keene where several different users can share login info to the same YouTube channel, even though they all have different sign-ins. So,
or maybe what they
could be doing that.
Or maybe what they could do, instead of giving Stefan their login info, maybe they could just create this show like you do with Peace News Now, and like have a Google Hangout, bring Stefan into the Hangout. That way he's just on their show as their kind of featured guy.
Sure, there are lots of solutions, but the crux of it is that Stefan needs to answer to these criticisms publicly.
Uncensored,
on someone else's channel, so that it looks, you know, it's not like, oh, hey, he put out this piece and he's trying to cover himself here. This is like,
and he won't benefit from the views.
Yeah, I'm submitting, I'm being humble, and I'm going to bring you the truth.
Yeah, and I think that that's what I feel the central point of the complaints about Stefan isn't the things that he's done or said on the air. It's sort of who he is. It's... he presents himself as this is he calls the show a philosophical conversation, the most popular philosophical conversation on the internet. But I often feel like it's not a conversation, it's what Stefan thinks. And that, I think, is what rubs people the wrong way in many cases, is that Stefan is one of these people, and I think like me, that just thinks they're right all the time.
Didn't he say that the Liberty Movement would be set back like 2,500 years if it weren't for his show?
I don't know that he said that, but it is a pretty audacious thing to say.
Yeah.
I say audacious things about Free Talk Live, like Free Talk Live.
I'm here to call you out on those things.
I think that's where
you know, the difference between a show like ours and a show like Alex Jones or Stefan Molyneux, which maybe it wasn't their intention, but over time seems to create this cult of personality.
Well, they end up being the preacher as opposed to, a member of, sort of the congregation having a discussion. They end up being the central person handing down truth. And that's always wrought with problems.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Tom's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
I wanted to bring up a thing about Internet freedom. And what I was thinking of, you know, you get these email scams that start out like, my name is Mumbo Jumbo Guano Guano, and I work at this bank in Nigeria. And, you know, they're just trying to scam people, okay?
And something bad's going to happen, right?
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to send them all this money so that they send you all this more money. Okay, stuff
right.
like that. Well, how about tell those people, you got the talent to do this. Why don't you people set up, like, internet services, like web hosting services and websites that can take the content that is being banned in Europe, public information that has just gone out of date, or stuff like that that is going to be illegal in a few years, and publish it from Nigeria, where the governments that are offended can't touch you.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I no
noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your thoughts. All you have to do is dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Check out Derek J's website, derekj.me. There's a video posted from this weekend where you and I and Chris Cantwell went cop blocking in Keene. It was more of an outreach project than anything else.
Yeah, my intention was to film the police, but instead I ended up handing out Know Your Rights cards.
And
to
did
lots
people
of college
love
students.
It or what?
They were crazy about it. They thought some of us worked for the college. Like, oh, are you handing these out? Are you orientation leaders? Like helping us not get busted by the police? Thank you.
No, the college won't do that for you.
No. But you should know your rights. You can refuse a search.
So we have these flyers. They're the cop block warning flyers. It's all about knowing your rights. A real quick breakdown of, you know, record the police, ask if you're free to go, am I being detained, just rolling down the list. Don't talk to – so there's a little bit of contradictory information. One, don't talk to the police. Two, ask if you're being detained, free to go. Like, if you're going to talk, those are the things that should be coming out of your mouth, not answers to their questions, but in fact more questions for them. So it's a great little card that we came up with here with copblock.org, and we handed out easily 200 of those within the hour or two that we were out there, and not even all of the students were back for college yet. So this coming weekend is going to be another good one for us. You can do this kind of stuff where you live, too. There's no reason why you can't. I recommend you move to New Hampshire and get active here because there's more supporters of Cop Block, I think, probably in New Hampshire, concentrated in one place, likely than anywhere else in the world. In fact, at the same time, Derek J., that you and Chris Cantwell and I were out doing that outreach in Manchester, there was a DUI checkpoint cop block going on. So we had cop blocking going on statewide on Friday night here in New Hampshire. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, coast to coast across the across the Shire.
Coast to, well, not really coast.
It's the coast of the Shire. We're on the west coast of
well,
the Shire.
Well, sure, there's a river, right? There's a river that goes up the west side. So there's a coast on that river,
yep.
I think, at most parts. Some parts of it?
Yeah,
all of it.
You have to cross it to go into Vermont.
So, all right, let's change gears here and go back to the story, or to the story, which we haven't started yet. From HuffingtonPost.com, an Oklahoma teacher who was under investigation for an inappropriate relationship with a student faces a slew of charges, including second-degree rape, after police in Mississippi say they caught her in a hotel room with a 15-year-old student.
Hmm.
Jennifer Caswell is 28. She's a former English teacher at Hollis Middle School in Hollis, Oklahoma. She resigned from her position in April amid allegations she was having an illicit affair with a student. Prosecutors told the Oklahoman that initially they didn't really have hard evidence in the case, only reports of suspicious behavior. Things that kind of raised an eyebrow, said the assistant district attorney Eric Yarborough. People seeing a teacher alone with a child may or may not be anything. It could just be innocent contact.
Sure.
The child said nothing's going on. She's just a nice teacher. Then, on June 18th, police in Olive Branch, Mississippi, remember, she's from Oklahoma, say they caught Caswell with the boy at a Best Western. Authorities say subsequent investigations...
She's just a nice teacher. Nothing's going on.
They're studying. Revealed that the former teacher and the victim had sex... The victim had sex multiple times in April and May of this year, including twice at school, according to the Lawton Constitution. That's a newspaper, I believe. In a police interview, the minor allegedly said that Caswell had sex with him in a classroom at school 3 days before resigning from her job, and then again several times in her car and at the victim's home in the weeks following her resignation. The Mississippi incident happened more than 650 miles away from the victim's home, hometown, while he was away visiting his mother. The victim told police that he
hopped, she chased him across the country.
He hopped a fence in a church parking lot to meet Caswell, who appears to have traveled from Oklahoma to rendezvous with the boy. Caswell now faces 3 counts of second-degree rape, 2 counts of enticing a child, and 1 count of forcible sodomy. According to the Oklahoman, Caswell had been married prior to the investigation into the alleged sex abuse. She was formerly known as Jennifer Sexton, but since obtaining the divorce, she's restored her maiden name. So she's facing 3 counts of second-degree rape for encounters with this teenager, 15
So what are they calling?
Old.
What is second-degree rape? Is that statutory rape?
That's a good question. I presume that's a Mississippi charge because that's where she was caught.
I would presume the same.
But I'm not real clear on that.
Well,
Mark,
the charges are ridiculous, but I have to say I think that this woman is despicable, that she couldn't, I mean, really, traveling all that far while the boy was visiting his mother? He's 15 years old. Leave the boy alone. You can find someone else. Like, seriously,
that's
28-year-old, 15,
right?
Yeah, you're traveling 600-plus miles to be with this
kid. Couldn't wait until he got back to Oklahoma?
Please find someone your own age at a club or something. I mean, are you that desperate?
I don't know what we're talking about as far as desperation. I remember this case in Florida where this woman was a teacher and
Mary Kay Letourneau?
Is that her
Florida?
Name? It sounds right.
The one where it worked out in the end after she went to prison?
She goes, I think this is crazy. Tell me if I've got this wrong, Ian, but essentially she has relations with this kid, gets in trouble. And then, like, the kids, they're said, never go near each other again. They get caught together again.
That's right. She got pregnant again.
She got pregnant. Yeah, right. She was pregnant once and then pregnant twice. Then she goes to jail for being near
prison.
This kid. Prison for being near this kid. Then she gets out, and they get back together.
He's waiting for her.
And he raises his kids her. And I don't know what to say about any of these situations. I mean,
they're messed up. That's what you say. These people are messed up.
Why? Why is she messed up?
Because this is not normal behavior.
Okay, well, I don't know what normal behavior is
not
either.
This.
Everybody does abnormal behavior, and if this is the love of your life, and they happen to be younger, I suppose the best thing to do is to wait until they're legal, and if they are the love of your life, they'll wait around for you, but I think
he was not legal.
If a 15-year-old is the love of your life and you're 28, you've got some growing to do.
Maybe so. What difference does it make?
I guess if it's consensual, it seems like it is. It seems like this boy was bragging about the number of times that he was doing it with his teacher.
Well, of course, the law says it's not consensual. The law says he can't consent because he's
That's
not
ridiculous.
18 or what. I mean, I'm going to presume it's 18 in Mississippi. I'm just guessing that one.
He knows what he's doing. I'm just saying, you know, play musical chairs with somebody else. Go, like, please.
I think it's good
there
advice.
There are options.
I think that's good advice. I would not disagree with you that if your love is, you know, is strong and undying, that perhaps you should stick, you know, hey, just think about this for a year or two until somebody moves into the age of majority and can make a decision. And
well,
then,
in her case, it was so strong and undying, she couldn't stay in Oklahoma, and she traveled 650 miles to meet the boy
sick.
In a hotel room.
That is sick.
Right. It does seem...
she couldn't use a service. She couldn't call up some gigolo or something.
I don't know that they actually have those. Like finding a gigolo, a male gigolo for a woman. I think they just call that a dude. I mean, like, I don't think that is a thing.
Well, they exist.
Gigolo, is that like a male prostitute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So most male prostitutes are probably being hired by other males. Aren't
yeah,
they?
Generally, but they do exist. They
for
are
females,
there.
You mean?
Yes.
Or
do they exist in Oklahoma?
I don't
because
know.
I think
that.
Your first advice, which is go to a bar, is probably better advice.
Okay, they have bars in Oklahoma. Find a guy there.
The only thing that, you know, strikes me as inappropriate about teacher-student relationships is the power differential.
The power differential is very strong, very important to me.
That's the issue. That's the reason why it shouldn't be allowed, is because of the power differential. But otherwise, who cares about, you
it's know, not
who
like
she's
the,
seeing?
It's not like she's taking advantage, being like, oh, I'm also powerful. Like, you know, the kid is feeling like he can probably get away with talking in class and with
well,
any kind
true.
Of stuff because he's got the relationship. He's got the power in this relationship.
You're right about that. I mean, with the law, on, you know, the statutory rape law, certainly he would have had the power in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the argument against it, in the absence of a statutory rape law, then the argument against it would be that, well, she can give him a bad grade if he doesn't have sex with her, or something like that.
Yeah, I think that a teacher having sex with a student is grounds for firing,
but
and
not prison.
Should go on a permanent record, and that they should not be a teacher any longer.
Right.
That well, I think that that's, you know, the kind of punishment that I would like to see. But I want to know, when you're talking about using the term rape, I think that it is very distasteful to use a term like rape to describe what goes on with consensual
Absolutely.
Sex with a person who might be under the age of majority as rape. And that when you're talking about people who have really been raped, when you're talking about the woman who has had her, you know, her face bashed in and been, you know, raped in horrifying ways, and then you call this rape, I think you really need to check yourself as far as terminology.
Mm-hmm. It does a disservice to the real victims.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you're welcome to comment on this, but you'll have to do it tomorrow night because we're out of time for now. But you can join us then at freetalklive.com or on your local radio station if you get us during the week on the radio. If you don't get us on the radio, then contact your local talk station and ask them real nicely to have some Free Talk Live. Don't forget to check out Derek's website, derekj.me. It's been Ian here with you.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. In the meantime.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at freeross.org. That's freeross.org.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.